Empty storefronts were a blight on the city long before the pandemic. The problem has only gotten worse in the last year as thousands of businesses closed. One city councilman thinks he has a solution, but WNYC's Beth Furtick reports his proposal also reveals how complicated it is to fill vacant spaces.
City Councilman Ben Kalos used to enjoy eating at Pesci Pasta on 3rd Avenue and 88th Street. The Upper East Side restaurant has been closed for about 5 years.
There was actually a fire here. You can see a little bit of the smoke damage here.
He's pointing to the red awning, which looks like it's peeling. A sign in the window says, "Store for rent." Kalos wanted to research the owner. He looked up the property records on a city website, but couldn't find a person to contact.
It's owned by Coastal Freeport, LLC.
A lot of buildings are owned by LLCs, limited liability companies. This structure allows someone to start their own business while protecting them personally if the company ever runs into debt. And Kalo says the owners of an LLC don't always have to list their names.
You have the good side of it, which is it can help people start a business. But then you have the bad side of it, which is that it can really be used to protect a person's privacy and limit any accountability whatsoever.
Kalo says that's a problem now that so many LLCs are sitting on empty space.
This was an amazing steakhouse.
On this stretch of 3rd Avenue in the 80s and 90s alone, almost every other storefront is vacant.
Is this one closed before the pandemic?
The councilman recently introduced legislation that would require anyone who owns at least 5% of an LLC to disclose their names when applying for a certificate of occupancy. Kalo says this would make it much easier for community leaders to find the landlords of empty storefronts and match them with potential tenants that can serve the neighborhood, like pre-K centers.
We need to know who the owners of the buildings are, and we need to be able to work with them. Our recovery is going to be paved by small businesses, and right now they're being crushed by greedy landlords who would rather leave their stores vacant.
Not surprisingly, the real estate industry opposes this characterization. As one landlord explains, empty spaces don't pay the bills.
Whether it's debt on the building, water, electric, taxes, repairs.
That's Anthony Zachariadis, a managing agent for Coskall Freeport, LLC. The same company that owns the former Italian restaurant Kalos showed me. I found Zachariadis by calling the number on the sign in the window. He says his company shouldn't have been so hard for Kalos to find.
You can get our information by looking up our LLC.
His name is registered with HPD, the city's Department of Housing Preservation and Development. Kalos was searching on a different site. The councilman says his legislation would make all owners easier to find, especially LLCs that want to remain anonymous. A growing number of foreign investors have bought luxury buildings over the years, and they don't have to register their names with HPD. But could greater transparency really help fill vacant spaces? Zachariadis says he hasn't been able to find a tenant since the restaurant caught fire. First, they were put off by construction on a building next door. Then came the pandemic, and he's lowered the monthly rent.
It's $16,000, which, just to give you an idea, you know, before the pandemic, these stores were bringing in well over $24,000 a month.
The Real Estate Board of New York says this illustrates how landlords are already hurting and don't need another layer of bureaucracy. But Councilman Kalo says his legislation could help solve another problem. Let's say trash piles up outside a vacant storefront and a violation is issued. The city agencies in charge of collecting the money can't always find the owners when they're listed as LLCs. Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer says this happens with other businesses too, like the moving companies who put up sticky flyers that won't come down.
It always comes back uncollectible, even though it's millions of dollars. So, yes, maybe this would help in terms of collection of fines.
Brewer isn't sure collecting more information about the owners will help fill vacant storefronts, but she does support more transparency. 2 years ago, the city council passed legislation requiring the city to create a registry of empty storefronts. Owners who failed to register could be fined $1,000 a week. The database was supposed to have been posted by now, but was delayed by the pandemic. Beth Furtick, WNYC News.